We're asking for a loan here, a loan to be repaid. We're not asking for that famous term that everybody uses. This is a loan to help the industry through an economic downturn that the industry had nothing to do with. And as I indicated to you, it's being felt around the world.
That's Ron Gettelfinger, the president of the United Auto Workers Union, yesterday after the union agreed to major concessions in its bid to help the three big automakers survive. Today, the company CEOs are back on Capitol Hill to lay out their detailed proposals in an effort to get billions from the federal government. We turn now to Todd Zwillick from Capitol News Connection, who's joining us with a preview. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning.
So do you think any of these major concessions the unions have made on health care and payments for laid off workers, will it help?
Well, I'll tell you who it might help with. It might help with Republicans. There seems to be a consensus in Congress that something needs to be done. Of course, the problem is Republicans and Democrats can't agree on how it should be done and where the money should be coming from. And you've got two competing camps politically and ideologically. Of course, everyone wants the auto industry to survive. Democrats don't want to do anything to hurt one of their core constituencies, which is one of the biggest and most powerful still unions in the country, the UAW and all of their associated unions who work in the auto industry. The Republicans would love to see the unions make some major concessions. They've wanted them to do that for decades. In fact, they have already done some. And they want to help, naturally, probably on the side of management on a lot of these issues. So it may help bring around some Republicans, possibly.
Let's talk about the dynamics of this lame duck session. Senator Harry Reid, the majority leader in the Senate, has said he doesn't believe at this time he has the votes to pass some kind of package for the auto industry. Explain that.
Well, remember what happened in the lame duck a couple of weeks ago, if you can cast your mind back. It was basically a waste of time. Legislatively, the members had to come back for leadership elections anyway, but no votes were even taken in the Senate or in the House. And what Reid said before is he doesn't want to take a bunch of votes that wind up failing because that will hurt the process and the markets even more. He may not be out of that same paradigm right now. And these hearings are going to be interesting because, you know, most hearings on a big issue like this are sort of a should we or shouldn't we? Should we find a way to loan or bail out or help the industry? But the interesting thing here is that's not really what we're talking about. Almost not every Republican, but almost every Republican in Congress says, yes, we must do something to help the industry. And certainly all the Democrats feel that way. So, again, there's no rift about whether something should be done. It's the old question of how. And a lot of the partisan divides from before the election and even from the last lame duck session, they're still here. So the question, I think, to watch in these hearings will be, will the UAW testimony and the Big Three CEO testimony galvanize people enough that there's enough pressure on the parties and the leaders, the Reid and Pelosi and the Boehner and the McConnell and Shelby, to come together on something and get it done or kick it to January and let Obama worry about it?
So what are the options if there is this sense that something needs to be done? And you described several different camps. So what are their thoughts about what can be done, and particularly in a week of this session that's left?
Right. Well, you're going to hear a couple of terms probably get thrown around today and tomorrow in hearings. One is TARP, and that's a familiar one. That's the $700 billion bailout kitty that was passed, and everybody remembers that. Democrats are firm in their conviction that we should be using that money as a source of loan money for this auto bailout, maybe 25, maybe 35 billion. Republicans say there's already some money, and they might throw out a term called 136. What 136 is a code for a section of a statute. The 136 account is money that was already set aside for the auto industry to use for retooling their plants for fuel-efficient cars and greener cars. They say, well, use that money. It's already there. Of course, Democrats don't want to do that. So you're going to hear those two terms get thrown around. The interesting thing about TARP is even if the Democrats got the White House, got the president to agree to use TARP money, that TARP money is only available if the White House asks for it. The next $350 billion of that money has to be authorized through the White House and through Congress by law before it can be used. So even even if there was the White House has a cudgel here. They don't necessarily even have to ask Congress for the money. That's leverage.
Okay, so we're going to be watching for two things. One, what the Congress comes up with, and two, whether or not the Bush White House will agree. Todd Zwillick, thank you.
My pleasure.
Todd Zwillick, Capital News Connection. He was coming to us from Washington, D.C.
Oh, no. For all you need to know, go, go, Todd Zwillick.